Okay, my friends, today we are diving into history. Here in the United States of America, we've had a long and very interesting history. All sorts of interesting things that have happened in our country. And one of them, we are going to read about, yes?
Hey, lady.
Yes?
Speaking of history, right now I'm standing on your shoulder, and so I would like you to begin the story now.
You would? Well, friends, my little buddy here, who's sitting on my shoulder, wants me to begin the story, so I will. The name of the story is Celebrate Martin Luther King Jr.
Who's Martha?
Martin Luther King Jr.?
Who is it?
Who is it? Yeah. Let's find out. That's a very important question. And why do you suppose that person is important? Let's find out. The story is by Sally Lee, and we're diving in. Here we go. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was a leader in the civil rights movement. Now, what are civil rights? Good question. I'm so glad you asked. That is the rights that all people have to be free and treated equally, which means the same. It means that you get treated the way I get treated, and I get treated the way you get treated. So if you get a popsicle, I get a popsicle. And if I get a blue crayon, you get a blue crayon. And everybody gets to do the same thing, if they want to. Now, in the 1950s and the 1960s, which was getting close to being 100 years ago, that's a long time ago, he led millions of Americans to find peaceful ways to fight for equality, which means if you don't think you're getting the same kind of treatment that someone else should, you can say, hey, it's not fair that you get a blue crayon and I don't get a blue crayon. If we're painting the blue sky, I want to have one too. Everyone should have one. And then the teacher says, oh yes, here you go. Everyone should have a blue crayon if we're painting a blue sky. Now, Americans honor his life and his work each year on the third Monday of January because, fact, Martin Luther King Jr. was born January 15th in 1929, and he grew up in Atlanta, Georgia, and he became a minister like his father. And that is pretty cool. Now, during King's life, African Americans had fewer rights than whites. You see, Southern states had something called segregation laws. That's a big word. Segregation is the practice of separating people into groups, especially racial groups. They would say, ooh, what color is your skin? You have a sunburn and your skin is all red. So you have to go sit over there in the sunburn quarter and you can't come out. But that's not fair just because my skin happens to be sunburned right now. Oh no, it is fair. We don't want you to sit with us because you have a sunburn. Now that would hurt your feelings, wouldn't it? And it's not very kind and it doesn't show love, does it? We do not do that. And they used to do that. It's amazing how a long time ago people weren't thinking very clearly, were they? So blacks and whites could not use the same schools or bathrooms or other public places. So King led peaceful protests. Now, what is a protest? Do you know? Yeah, I'll tell you. It is an action of a group of people who want something to be changed. We don't like this. We want to change it. For example, I will protest.
Ready for this?
That you get a new race car and not everybody else does. And that's not fair. I think that everyone should have new race cars. And I will protest it by putting my hands up and saying, no more race cars unless everyone gets them. Well, let's see about that. The largest protest was in Washington, and it was a big march. Everybody got together and marched. You know how to march up and down with your feet. This was in 1963, and King helped lead the march on Washington. More than 250,000 people. That's a quarter of a million, came to show their support for equal rights. At this famous march, King gave his famous I Have a Dream speech, and where he dreamed of a country where everyone was treated equally. That means that if you get something, I get something. Everyone gets the same. Now, the March on Washington convinced Congress to pass the Civil Rights Act in 1964. What is Congress? So glad you asked. In the United States, Congress is a branch of the national government that makes the laws. Mm-hmm. Every country has laws and lots of different ways to make them. Now, this law outlawed segregation. That means you can't separate people anymore based on whether or not they have a sunburn or different colored skin. Now, President Lyndon B. Johnson signed the act into law because do you know that when your country makes a law, there has to be someone who signs and says, yes, I agree with this. And that has to be a person who has great power, like a president.
Okay.
It's true. He did it. We can see it. But King did not see all the results of his work because he was assassinated on April 4th of 1968. And that is not a good thing. To be assassinated means that you were killed. And it is not all right to do that. We do not want to ever be responsible for hurting someone. Now.
But.
Mm-hmm.
As less you can destroy or kill something as long as it's an evil destroy robot.
Well, I suppose if it's an evil destroy robot, that might be a different circumstance. But when it's a person who has a compassionate ministry like what Mr. King was doing, we would never want to hurt him. Dr. King was not someone that you would want to hurt, right? We always want to show respect to people, especially people older than us. Okay, so efforts to make a holiday honoring King began 4 days after his death. U.S. Congressman John Conyers introduced a bill to create a national holiday, and lawmakers voted against it. Some didn't want a holiday for a private citizen, and others didn't think that he deserved a holiday. Now, that's not very kind, is it? Because he made big differences, didn't he? Let's listen to this. Coretta Scott King didn't want people to forget her husband. She planned the first event to celebrate his birthday in 1969. 4 years later, Illinois made Martin Luther King Jr. Day a holiday. It was the first state to do so. And then Massachusetts and Connecticut followed in 1974. And this, my friends, is important because all these places, it started small and then you build and build and build, just like rolling a snowball into a snowman. You pack it on as you go. In 1983, more than 500,000 people gathered in Washington, D.C. It was the 20th anniversary of the March on Washington, and 6 million people had signed petitions asking Congress to make a holiday for King. What is a petition? I can see your face. Let me tell you. It is a written document. It is a letter or a word that people sign to show that they want something to happen. Okay? We want this thing to happen, so we're going to write it all down, and everybody's going to sign and say, yes, we like this. So, for example, we are going to have tacos for dinner tonight, but you want pizza. Okay. Well, if you can have a petition, maybe it'll have a picture of a pizza on it and you sign it and then you get daddy to sign it. Well, then you could submit your petition to mommy saying the people have voted. The people would like pizza instead of tacos. And maybe mommy will say, I hear you and I will respect that and we will have a pizza. And then maybe mommy will say, tough beans, kid, we're having tacos. It all depends. But it's important to know that you can exercise this right. And sometimes you win and sometimes you lose. Okay, so the bill passed that year. President Ronald Reagan signed it into law and the first national Martin Luther King Jr. Day was held on January 20th of 1986. In Atlanta, Georgia, and they had the biggest celebration. People came to march with the King family, and only 17 states held celebrations the first year, and by the year 2000, all 50 states did. And many schools and government offices are closed on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And families celebrate by going to parades and picnics and church services. And some families have concerts and speeches honoring the king. In fact, King Martin Luther King Jr. was the first private citizen to be honored with a federal holiday. Isn't that amazing? Now, he spent his life serving others, and to honor his work, a change was made to his holiday. Congress made it a National Day of Service in 1994, and now many volunteers spend their day helping out in their communities. What is a volunteer? Do you know? It's a person who does work without getting paid for it. Mm-hmm. So if I volunteer to do something, I will say I will give freely of my time and my energy, and I won't expect anything in return for it. People can honor King by serving others and fighting for equality. They can help those in need and clean up public places. And people can also speak up when others are being treated unfairly. This is a very important thing. If you see someone who, let's go back to that story that I was saying about how you're painting a blue sky and you have a blue crayon, but maybe the person next to you doesn't have a blue crayon. You could put your hand up and say, excuse me, we need a blue crayon over here because my friend doesn't have one. And then you would also be doing just what Martin Luther King Jr. did by saying, everyone deserves to have the same thing. And then your friend could say, actually, I don't want a blue crayon. I was happy with my purple one. That's okay too, but that's up to them to decide, okay? So, you can continue the work of a man who died trying to make the world better for others. And that's the takeaway, my friends. We must do everything we can to make sure that we have, everyone needs the things that they need, and we all have what we need to do what we need to do. And that's showing love, and that's showing kindness as much as we possibly can. Doing unto others as we would have others do unto us, right? Yeah, I like it. And that, my friends, is the end. And a very happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day to you all.